rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Shan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Errol Garner with our special guest, Bobby Watson and Curtis Lundy. The gang offers a sneak peek at the new Jazz for Doctors CD, and Nikki gets the NBA blues. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
And now please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete. Where'd you get that dress, Weber?
Hello.
Yeah, you're making me sound like I'm the one wearing the dress. For all you listeners out there, it is Pearl's dress that he's talking about, not my dress.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Boy,
my
talk
goodness.
About back from the past. Okay, I am here. How are you doing tonight,
hey,
Pete?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know, tonight's actually kind of full circle for me.
Wow.
Back in the day, I used to work at a steakhouse. They encouraged us to speak in an Australian voice. I won't name the place, but anyways, I come out and I see this awesome jazz musician sitting at a table, and it wasn't my table, and so I went in the back and I actually asked the server, hey, I'll give you $5, just switch the table with me, let me serve that table. He said, okay. I walked out, and I stood there and looked at the guy, waited, nervous, and I said, you're Bobby Watson. And he was so nice. He didn't say, just get me a steak. He didn't say none of that. He just said, well, all right, yes, I am, on a good day. And he introduced me to his lady, and all was good. So we're coming full circle, and I actually get to talk to him tonight, so hopefully I'll do better than, you're Bobby Watson.
And hopefully you'll bring him that steak.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. You know, we're talking about Errol Garner tonight, Pearl.
Yes, we are.
You know, he was only 5'2".
Pete, there is nothing wrong with short people. Works for a lot of folks like jockey, limbo dancers, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you know, Garner was so short. He was so short he had to sit on phone books to actually reach the keyboard.
That would be a big, big problem today. I mean, when's the last time you've seen a telephone book?
Boy, ain't that the truth, you know. But I tell you, maybe he could sit on a stack of iPads. What do you think?
Wow, at $500 a pop, I don't think so. I'd hold him up myself.
Well, something he could sit on, maybe Sarah Palin's autobiography?
That would be just a bit uncomfortable.
Like reading it, huh?
Yes, yes.
You know, short or not, Errol Garner covered this Hollywood theme song on his 1958 Hallmark release, Errol Garner Gems. Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with Johnny Green's I Cover the Waterfront.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of Errol Gardner. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1921, Gardner attended the same school that turned out jazz greats Billy Strayhorn and Ahmad Jamal. He began playing piano at the age of 3. An ear player all his life, Gardner began appearing on the first radio station in the country, KDKA, with the Candy Kids when he was only 7. By the time he turned 11, he was playing on riverboats.
He moved to New York in 1944 and worked with bassist Slam Stewart. Though not a bebop musician per se, Garner played with Charlie Parker on the famous Cool Blues session. Garner was a brilliant virtuoso who sounded unlike anyone else. His best recordings are ballads such as his well-known composition, Misty, which was featured in Clint Eastwood's 1971 film, Play Misty for Me.
We're going to turn to our musical director, Joe Cartwright, to help us celebrate the music of Errol Gardner. To help him do that, we've invited a pair of special guests to share the stage. Please welcome Bobby Watson and Curtis Lundy.
Oh, you're Bobby Watson. Oh, I tell you what, I thought I'd do better than that. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm good. I'm very good. Good to see you. Full circle.
I'm telling you, man, it's so good to see you, and I hope you enjoyed that steak. Now, we're celebrating a piano guy, and we brought you, a sax player, in. What are you doing here?
Well, Earl Garner wrote Misty, and Misty has kept all of us saxophone players working. And because all the women want to hear Misty, so that's kept me working all these years.
All right. Sounds pretty good. Work's a good thing. You know, we're talking about a guy, they keep calling him an ear player. They say that he actually witnessed a Russian pianist back in the day when he was a real young guy, went home and played it almost note for note. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a guy that teaches over there at UMKC. Do you have students that still get away with just being ear players?
Not in the conservatory, and maybe that's unfortunate. I don't know. I would, you know, but the way it's set up. But at the same time, there were many great players like Wes Montgomery and his brother Buddy and Art Blakey and many others that didn't read, but Buddy Rich, you know, but they had ears and they had a really, really highly developed memory. They say the memory is the greatest asset of a jazz musician. Well, those people had great memories.
Well, thank you for being here tonight. I think you are a great asset of our show.
Well, thank you.
That's right. Now, we're going to get you playing some music. So, Joe, what do we got for Bobby to play from the Garner Songbook?
Well, we'd like to feature Bobby, but don't forget we also have two guest artists this evening, and we're going to feature a second guest artist on this tune, by Isham Jones, a great standard. Here's Curtis Lundy with There Is No Greater Love. Thank you.
gentlemen, Bobby Watson on saxophone and Curtis Lundy on bass.
And we'll be back to 12th Street Jump in just a minute, but first, is there a doctor in the house?
Why? Did you eat a bad pretzel?
No, I just got this great new jazz collection for doctors. It's called Take Five and Call Me in the Morning.
Pete, let me see that. Why, here's a song for cardiologists.
You must hit the right vein. If you are doing angioplasty, if you should get the wrong vein, you'll end up, doc, with a lawsuit that is nasty.
Wow, that makes me want to start exercising now.
It sure does. But how about this one, Pearl? It's for dermatologists.
You got zits under your skin. You've got them deep in your epiderm. That biker tattoo of yours covered in pus and germs. I'll zap them under your skin.
Boy, that song makes me want to break out in song.
You said it. Who knew there were so many great jazz songs for doctors?
And dentists, too.
It don't mean a thing if you don't use that string.
Say ah, 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 say ah.
You clean your teeth where they won't be clean if you ain't done flossing.
Say ah, 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 say ah.
And that's Take Five and Call Me in the Morning.
Operators are standing by.
Y'all stick around, there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
On 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Besides Errol Gardner, we celebrate the birthday this week of jazz innovator Chick Corea. Born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, of Sicilian and Spanish descent, Chick was introduced to the piano at the age of four by his father, a trumpet player. He grew up surrounded by jazz. When he was eight, Chick added drums to his repertoire a move that would influence his use of the piano as a percussionist instrument.
Chick Corea studied at Columbia University and attended Juilliard. In 1968, he replaced Herbie Hancock in Miles Davis's band, playing on seminal albums like In a Silent Way and Bitches Brew. With Dave Holland on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, Corea toured behind Miles, experimenting with freeform jazz, fusion, and rock. It would all come together in his own band, Return to Forever.
We're going to spend some time with Chick Corea's music. We'll turn once again to 12th Street Jump musical director Joe Cartwright. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Pearl.
Now, with Chick Corea, the variety of styles he played, I understand he's classically trained.
Yeah, that is correct. That's what I read that on Wikipedia.
And that's always right. That's fact, then. It is not fiction that this man was classically trained. He also worked with Miles Davis, which led him into kind of the fusion sound.
Well, Chick Corea had a long career as a sideman, actually, for about 10 years before he decided to become a leader. He worked with many jazz greats of that era, including Miles Davis, and from that point he developed as a leader. I believe one of his earliest bands that I recall that was part of the fusion style was Return to Forever, if that rings a bell with anybody.
Yes,
great band featuring Chick and Stanley Clark, Al DiMeola, and Lenny White.
Yes, and he also has a strong Latin influence in his music.
Indeed, he does, and particularly the Spanish influence, which is one of my favorites.
Okay, so now, Joe, we know that's one of your favorite. You have a song that you're about to play for us, correct?
Indeed. Now, this is, besides being a good tune, I really love the title of this tune. It's very kind of evocative. It's called Tones for Jones Bones.
He must have loved some Joan. All right, let's listen to Joe and the Band.
Thank you.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the folks who paid full price for their iPhone 3s last week had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Helen Thomas was offensive. Now she won't be on the telly. Yeah, Helen Thomas said the wrong thing. Now she lost her front seat. She's banished from the telly. She might be wearing a face mask when she goes down to the deli.
Rush married wife number 4. It's a marriage made in heaven. Rush Limbaugh's got number 4. He said she's an angel sent from heaven. But y'all know he's gonna say the same thing when he weds number 5, 6, and 7.
They say Obama's doing nothing about the BP oil slick. He's headed down to Louisiana looking for an ass to kick.
The queen, she needs a pay raise. It's off with her heads if they refuse.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Chick Corea composed this tune, which was recorded by his longtime Return to Forever bandmate, bassist Stanley Clark. Here's the man, Curtis Lundry, and the other man, Bobby Watson, and the band to perform Sea Journey. Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. We go to the man, David Bassi, to find out what's going on in the world of jazz.
Well, thank you, Pete. Man, there's some swinging jazz here tonight, huh?
Yes.
Woo!
Absolutely.
I'm going to suggest some downloads or some CDs, if you remember what those were. You know, the Hot Club of Detroit, you know, it's kind of Django Reinhardt music. It's About That Time on Mack Avenue Records. Pete, you know, you're a hip guy. Do you want to hear a new CD with an accordion on it?
No.
Okay, then we've got George Brooks Summit, Spirit and Spice. He fuses jazz with traditional Indian music.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then Spiral. I mean, how many albums do you have at home that are called Spiral? You know, I've got like 6 or 7, I think. But there's a new one called Spiral from Dave Wilson's quartet. Dave on the tenor and the soprano. Phil Markowitz on the piano. Tony Marino bass. Adam Nussbaum on the drums. And there you go. Next week, Kim Park will be here. We'll celebrate Eric Dolphy.
Sounds good. Now, besides Errol Garner and Chick Corea, we celebrate birthdays this week of a bunch of great jazz piano players. We're talking about Pete Jolly, Jackie Byard, Kenny Drew Jr., Jerry Allen. Also born this week are drummers Gregory Hutchinson, Billy Drummond, and innovative cornetist Doc Cheatham. Tenor man Lucky Thompson, who recorded with Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie on most of their early recordings, was born this week back in 1924. And we celebrate the birth of bassist Marcus Miller, who produced Miles Davis's Warner Brothers classic Tutu. Just some of what's going on this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got such class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy, man. Wild jazz.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back. 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl, have you been following the World Cup?
What is that?
Well, it's just the championship tournament for the world's most popular pastime.
Wow, they have a tournament for sex?
They should. I'm actually talking about soccer, Pearl.
I know. Soccer is a lot like sex, though.
Really?
You play the field, and when the moment's right, you try to score.
Hey, yeah, and sometimes it's fun to wear uniforms.
And not use your hands.
Ooh, and get sweaty.
And then rip off the uniforms,
yeah.
Kick them in the balls.
What? Ah! Suddenly I don't feel like talking anymore. I think I have a headache, Pearl. All right. Something that makes me feel better is music. Now, let's get the band going on an Errol Garner tune that was recorded live in concert in 1964. Nedra's going to help us out with the great Hal David lyrics to this Burt Bacharach composition, The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your
love is saying so much more than words could ever say. And what my heart has heard takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, a look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow, seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you. Don't go. got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perky. That is working, no. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When saxophones flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, you know get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Oh, now remember, sugar, my mother's coming for dinner on Saturday night. The Celtics. Baby, I didn't know you were into Riverdance. What Lakers? You can't even swim. That's what you said last week. Ooh, baby, you really give a girl the blues. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no fear. I ain't got not one telephone number. Oh, I ain't got nothing but the blues. From Errol Garner's classic recording, The Original Misty, here's our David Bassey to sing the Harold Arlen classic, I've Got the World on a String.
Mr. Bear.
I've got the world on a string. Sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go every time I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold that string, I'd be a silly Sue and Sue if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string. Sitting on a rainbow, oh, 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 got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. simple thing. As long as I hold that string, I'd be a silly Sue, and so if I ever let go, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, what a world, what a life, what a world, what a life, what a world. Oh, baby, yeah, yeah, baby, I'm in love with you.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guest in the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's weekly Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.